Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Great to be with you here every Saturday, right here on CFAX from 1 to 2. If you ever want to get a hold of me, you can look that up, lifestylepattymack.com. If you want to hear the show again, of course, the CFAX website, you can look up all the shows on the podcast and have a good listen again. Today on the show, we're going to talk to two friends of the show. You know, it's great doing this from year to year, and I form friendships with people. And today, our two guests, Esther Kane and Patricia Chewy, are both that to me. I hope they've been that to you, too, because they give great advice all the time and great practical tips on how to improve your life. Today, we're going to talk to Esther about her Fitness Pal app that she's writing for Fitness Pal now. And also, Patricia Chewy is going to talk about kind of this new food religion, how we're almost getting afraid to eat because what are we supposed to eat? How are you, Patricia?
I'm doing great on this sunny day. How are you?
I'm fabulous. You know, and if you look at Patricia's site, it's her 30th year since she started in the nutrition business studying and has won awards for that.
Aww,
and
thanks.
She is the people's nutritionist. And, you know, the 80-20 rule, it's, you know, she's from Saskatchewan, and she has that good stock, which is, you know, sensible stuff, right? Her parents grew food. They weren't on diets. They just made good food. It wasn't a thing. And you do that with your son now.
We do. And yeah, it's funny. Don't we all become our parents? All those things that we loathed as kids become our norm. I'm certainly, I get a kick out of the fact right now that one of the trends for 2015 is reducing food waste. And the fact that that is a trend cracks me up because, of course, I'm sure same for yourself and your listeners. I mean, most of us were probably raised by parents who didn't waste food.
Absolutely. There was some funky stuff growing in the back of that fridge.
That's right. And if you weren't going to get to it, you put it in the freezer. And
yes.
Yeah, and I mean, you just ate, and people grew food, and they were grateful for what they had, and they got together, and they shared a potluck meal, and they didn't worry that everything looked like it was on the cover of a food magazine. But yeah, things have gotten really off track, like you said, with the term food religion. Certainly, you know, looking back on three decades and, you know, have we gotten healthier with all this information and technology and food and that's available? I'm not so sure. Because, you know, people, I meet so many people today who by the time they worry if it's raw and organic and vegan and local and sourced from 100 miles away and fits everyone's intolerances and is affordable, you know, they're kind of left with, well, what the heck do I eat? So somehow in all this information that we've put out there, we've confused a lot of people to the point of not knowing what to eat or eating something but feeling guilty and having this sense of, oh, I got to do better next time, instead of just keeping food what it is, and that is fuel. I mean, eat, enjoy it, and drive on. Don't bog yourself down with a bunch of guilt.
That's so true. And, you know, religion, you know, you don't talk about religion. That's sort of a no-no, you know, if you believe in Jesus or anything. But if you believe in gluten-free, like I know a lot of people have problems, and rightfully so, they should talk about them. But it's almost like it's the topic all the time.
Well,
and
yeah,
you're either in or out. And I don't even like to weigh in sometimes because you don't want to really, you know, you want to be in the gray area because you don't want to make anybody mad about it.
I know. It's it has gone a bit crazy. Like we used to say that, you know, where people wouldn't talk about race or religion because of the political incorrectness of that.
Yeah.
You know, there people used to say that, you know, judging people for being overweight or obese was the last remaining form of prejudice. And fortunately, most of that has been removed, but it still goes on, sadly. But with this food religion, you're right. Like I see people, you know, they'll say things innocently enough to someone else, like a mom might say to another mom, oh, I can't believe you give your kid juice, or oh my God, you don't feed your kids gluten. And they're not really maybe even intending to do so, but that creates a lot of guilt. And to me, those are very judgmental kind of statements. And I'm not discouraging people from having conversations about what they're eating and making it good quality and meals that fit with their philosophy. I mean, I'm in that business. I want people to be having those conversations, but not from a place of negativity or judgment that's worsening the problem of bad feelings around food.
Absolutely. And you know, if you like to eat meat, if you're a vegan, and then people want to weigh in all the ethical stuff, and I get that, that's what they believe in, but I think everybody should, kind of like my mother-in-law would say, is MYOB.
Right.
Mind your own business. Live and let live. People will come to what they come to when they need to or want to, if that's what they want. And we should let other people and appreciate what they do, but not have to control other people with what we think is right.
Absolutely. And I always say to people, you know, we're all the product of our own unique set of circumstances, our environment, the food examples that we were raised with, whether those were positive or negative, functional or dysfunctional.
Or a bit of both.
Yeah, exactly. And we all have formed our food philosophies. And if our food philosophy is to be a raw, local, organic vegan, I mean, that is very noble, that is very impressive, and people who can meet their nutritional needs on that type of a eating style, fantastic. But the reality is not everybody aspires to be that or can sustain that with their busy lifestyles. I absolutely promote a plant-based diet and what I like to call a flexitarian approach. So I do believe that people, when they can, they should be moving in the direction of eating more lentils and chickpeas and even fish and in place of meat in every case. But I think sometimes people get stuck in improving their healthy or improving their eating habits, rather, because they feel this sense of all or nothing. Like, either I'm a hardcore carnivore and I eat crazy portions and live it up, or I become a vegan. But we're all at different points on the
right
continuum.
And I think if we can listen to all of it, like what you're saying, which is your 80-20 approach, is if we can maybe incorporate some of that into our own thing, it's not a bad thing. And if people are too severe, maybe they should listen also, and especially to their bodies, because this is what you do for a living. And if you're going to go on different plans, whether it's drop this carb, drop that, you know, whatever it may be, there's so many of them, find out and really get informed by someone like you who knows what they're talking about, because the internet is not always the best role model.
Yes, that's right. And there's many different versions of the truth, and I use that term in quotation marks because it gets a bit confusing, but I remain a fan of evidence-based information and encourage people to stay away from pseudoscience. But it's like pseudoscience is almost trendy, and if somebody, you know, makes up the fact that they're an expert on whatever, and they're attractive and good at social media, suddenly they have 200,000 followers, and they look like the one who must know what's going on. But marketing skills and good looks don't make for solid, long-term, workable information in every case.
No, and I found out the hard way, Patricia, when you go to a little town and it says the best fish or the best anything, what, based on what? I've tried it. It's not good.
Right.
Anybody can say whatever they want,
it's
right?
It's a relative term, yeah. And actually, that's an interesting one. That point relates to this whole area professionally, in that the term nutritionist is not a legally protected term. So anyone can call themselves a nutritionist. The only registered or protected and regulated is the word I'm looking for. The only regulated nutrition professionals in Canada are registered dietitians, which means, like, just like a member of the College of Physicians and Surgeons or dentists, dietitians are members of provincial colleges, and we have to meet annual recertification criteria and take exams on a regular basis. Even 20 years into the profession, I still have to take exams, and I think that's important for consumers to know that, you know, just because somebody's super interested in food and nutrition and knows how to bake a good pie doesn't necessarily mean they should be advising on why you should be on the paleo diet. I mean, and perhaps, but, you know, as I listen to myself saying that, at the end of the day, I always say to people, hey, if the approach you're following is entirely different than what your doctor or some book or the internet recommended, but that approach is allowing you to have a satisfying amount of energy, you're in a healthy weight range, your cholesterol, blood pressure, and blood sugar are normal, then obviously what you're doing is working great for you, and you should own that and feel great about it. But where I, encourage people to take a look at perhaps making adjustments or changes is if one of those things is not being taken care of. So if your blood sugar is creeping up, you're what they might call pre-diabetic, or if your weight's not quite where you like it, you're tired all the time, you're having indigestion, if there's symptoms and problems, then absolutely look to change it. But if you're doing something that's entirely different than what your, you know, ultra spiritual healer natural person is saying, but it's working, then don't change it.
I love the way you talk. This is the people's dietitian. That's why we love her, because she gives you the right approach. Back in 2 minutes with Patricia.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts with news you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Imagine a spectacular fruit salad. Now imagine that you made it with fruit from your own fruit trees. And where do you get them? Marigold Nurseries. Apple, pear, plum, cherry. Browse Marigold's wide variety of vegetable and fruit starts. Lettuce, spinach, broccoli, raspberries, blueberries, and more. Spring is the thing at Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming. Drop by and visit today. On Lockside Drive in Sanishton, online at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
At Amica, our unique retirement lifestyle offers an endless array of activities, amenities, social events, and fresh dining menus. All inclusive, all created with your independence in mind. This spring, simplify your life and experience Amica for yourself. For information about our residences in Victoria and Sydney, visit www.amica.ca. Amica Mature Lifestyles, a unique resort-inspired, all-inclusive retirement residence.
How Bell makes getting a smartphone better.
Mark just got the new Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge from Bell, and people are taking notice. Whenever he takes it out, no one around him can stop themselves from staring at the world's first dual-edge screen and quad HD Super AMOLED display. Hey, eyes up here, lady.
Get the Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge on Canada's largest LTE network. Visit a Bell store for details. Bell, getting a smartphone just got better.
Hi, I'm Ernie from The Foam Shop, where your comfort is our business. The Foam Shop is called The Foam Shop for three important reasons. It has the largest inventory in stock and ready today. It has the most knowledgeable and friendly staff to assist you. And it has the lowest prices, guaranteed. The Foam Shop, now in Victoria on Spruce Avenue off Douglas, across from the Canadian Tire. Ah, that's better.
Patricia Chewy, and we're talking about food, food religion. We're going to talk some more about other issues with food. If people want to get a hold of you, Patricia, and learn more about what you do and how you can help them, how do they do that?
Best way is to go to my website, which is just Patricia Chewy, CHUEY.com, and through there they can link into my Facebook and Twitter, which I use for work only, and I'm always posting and tweeting different food ideas and, you know, comments on different things that I see out there. My latest rant is about nutritional data on recipes. Like, I can't help but wonder what kind of people actually, when you see a recipe that you want to try and it looks delicious and beautiful and like your family would like it, do you just make it or do you look at the numbers and then decide if you're going to make it? And I've never looked at the numbers, and I'm a dietitian, and I don't encourage people to look at them either, because I want them to understand nutrition much more holistically and from a wholesomeness perspective and eat food rather than numbers.
And maybe that's also a personality type too, right? If you are that kind of person who likes data and information, it might not be the best thing for you to always be, so critical about that stuff, because who's got enough time for one thing to...
Yeah, and you know, and I need to put the caveat on this that they're... are exceptions in terms of, you know, there are people who a recipe for a snack food, for example, mm-hmm. for a person who has diabetes, who is carefully monitoring the grams of carbohydrate they consume, that would be valuable to see that on a recipe. But generally speaking,
just for the average person, you don't need to.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's just interesting that at the same time that all these numbers and data and software and counting systems and tracking things. At the same time, those have all come into the marketplace. We've become heavier and thicker.
Except we're going to talk about that later with Esther Keane about Fitness Pal, and she's writing for it. And there is a place for that, too, when you are trying to lose weight, to track it is a good thing. And I've used Fitness Pal, and I think there are some things that are good because you can see what you're eating. And if you have a problem with food, sometimes you're not aware of it.
It's a good reminder. Yeah, thanks for saying that, because especially if you're trying to get back on track initially, definitely.
Yeah, you don't realize the peanuts and all the snacks, like, oh, wow, because it's different now when technology can actually just do all that work for you and show you that you've eaten double the calories you need, really, you know?
Yeah, you're right. As soon as you have that accountability of having to write it down or put it in your smartphone, that's a useful thing. I would be concerned about a person who feels they need to track every morsel they eat for their entire life.
Oh my gosh.
And I have had those clients years ago, I'm talking about 25 years ago, I worked with an individual who was really struggling and this was pre-computers basically, so I had the poor individual brought in a 3-inch binder, handwritten everything that they had eaten for the last 10 plus years, and wanted me to work with them to help sort it all out, which we tried to do. But that was an extreme example of how recording is not working.
Right. And so we want to get back to enjoying, and I want to talk about some of your recipes, but Hudson wanted me to tell you that we went to Fanny Bay and he made oysters Rockefeller last night. Well, actually, two nights in a row. They are amazing, and he wanted to tell you that, and maybe he'll share his recipe with you.
Yeah, well, good for him. I like to know that he's taking good care of you and cooking you nice meals. That sounds delicious.
Fantastic. And what are you cooking right now? Because let's give a few ideas maybe of some local ingredients. It's springtime. I know you live up island, and there's some great local markets. Tell us the kind of stuff you're making.
Oh, sure. Well, just like moments before this call, I was cleaning up the dishes from lunch, and I just threw some pork souvlaki on the barbecue. Walty and three of his buddies were just running around in the trampoline in the neighbor's yard. And so I just, I thought, they've been to a couple birthdays lately. They've had hot dogs. Let me just grill these up. They smell delicious. It attracts them back to our yard. And then I made a huge platter of veggies. And on the note of local and spring, one thing I do to platters at this time of year that always wows the crowd, and it's super easy to do, I'll cook some asparagus, like lightly steam it so it's still tender crisp, and then cool that down and have it on the veggie platter. And I do that with green beans as well. So you've got your cherry tomatoes and your carrots and cauliflower and other things, but those dark green, and they're kind of a novel thing on a cold veggie platter. So that's always a hit.
I think everybody is just going, I'm doing that tonight. That sounds like a great idea.
Just, it just instantly cranks it up a notch.
Totally. And what do you use a sauce or dipping anything? I know that some are fat.
Yeah, we often do. My favorite dip is a homemade hummus, which is just take a can of chickpeas, rinse it, drain it, pour it in your blender or food processor, add the juice of one lemon, maybe a clove of garlic, little bit of cumin, and blend it up. And then if it's not the right consistency, add some plain Greek yogurt, and it's like instant affordable hummus. You can often buy a can of chickpeas for like 90 cents, so it doesn't have to be expensive, and it just tastes that much fresher.
It's so good. But if you're on a first date, make sure they're having some too, or it could be your last.
That's right. Yeah, and then strawberries, were as far as seasonal foods, like we're seeing some nice strawberries in the stores now. Tonight we're having some friends over for dinner, so I made my favorite dessert, which is pavlova, which is super easy. And again, it always wows the crowd, but it's like 4 egg whites beaten up with a little bit of sugar and some cornstarch. You bake it into the shell, and then you just put a bit of whipped cream, rich but real, and top it with a whole bunch of fresh strawberries, and that always goes over well.
Oh, my God. And there's your new slogan, rich but real.
Yeah, exactly.
And speaking of real, farm salmon, wild salmon, you've been doing some work on this like you always do. What do we think of this? Because that's another one that everybody's got an opinion on, and
you're
afraid to say.
That's an interesting one here on the West Coast in particular, absolutely. And I was on a little journey to learn as much as I can about aquaculture. I think we have to realize that from a world food sustainability perspective, over 50% of the fish and shellfish that we eat does come from farms. I am a fan of farms that do not endanger the wild supply and do not endanger the environment. And it's interesting, and on my own, and I'm not employed by the salmon farmers. I took an opportunity in February to encourage people to think about heart health and salmon being a good food for their heart. But I want people to get that salmon from a source that they trust. So wild, canned, or, you know, when they can't get those from, if they're buying a farm source, to make sure it's from a source that they trust, or to go with a different type of fish altogether. And by the way, for people who don't eat fish at all, then making sure they're regularly eating flax seeds and vegetable oils and nuts that have those beneficial omega-3s. But I'm kind of rambling, but long story short here, I encourage people to learn about what's new in aquaculture in Canada, in British Columbia, and in the world, because things are different than even a decade ago in terms of some of the issues that were out there, whether, you know, sea lice and PCBs and waste and all of that. So,
and in truth, Patricia, a lot of people don't really know. They just hear from other people. So sometimes we have to do a little of our own legwork to make sure we have the facts. And how many times a week do you think you should eat fish?
Well, if you like fish and it's affordable, you can access it from a source you trust, then, I mean, even the folks at Health Canada will say aim to have fish 2 to 3 times a week. But some people will say, are you crazy, lady? That is, I can't afford that. And have you seen the price of salmon lately?
Or halibut,
I understand that very, and I respect that. I'm very much a budget shopper for my own family, and that's how I was raised, and so I hear that loud and clear. So sometimes canned sockeye goes on sale at a really good price, so you can stock up on that, or, you know, take the opportunity to eat a variety of shellfish and fish, and those oysters, Rockefeller,
oh,
sound pretty
my.
Good. That you
and, you know, they were
night.
So reasonable, and they're local, and $9, I think. I can't remember how many you got. And beautiful. I mean, people...
Well, you know, with the shellfish, you're getting a big dose of zinc. And, you know, everybody says that. I won't ask you to share about any aphrodisiac effects of that.
Hello!
But
I'm
love
smiling.
Your husband, and he loves you, and that's wonderful. But sometimes when you eat that, you almost... It's like you can feel that zinc and iron going into your blood. You know
well,
what I mean?
Well, I think
you
you're so right. You're totally right, Patricia. Listen, it's been great talking to you, as always. I love your subject ideas. Discover what you need to about food. Don't be afraid. If you want extra help, call Patricia because she can help you on that front. Look forward to talking to you again real soon, Patricia. Have a great night with your friends.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Patty, and go Canucks.
Oh, my gosh, go Canucks. Absolutely. Okay, when we come back, talking to Esther Kane.
Today is e-waste recycling day at Hillside. Start digging through your closets, basements, and crawl spaces for any unwanted electronic items like old VCRs and computer parts, even TVs. It's free. The Island Return-It truck is located in the Hillside parking lot at the corner of North Derry and Shelbourne today till 3. Recycle your electronics and you'll also have a chance to win a $100 gift card. To see which electronics can be recycled, visit hillsidecenter.com.
This is Julie Skinner from Vision Travel inviting you to experience the Celebrity Cruises difference. More overnight stays, more special excursions, and more exclusive events. Come test drive Ferraris in Italy or try our once-in-a-lifetime VIP event voyages with highlights like the Cannes Film Festival, Rio de Janeiro for Carnival, the British Open Golf Experience, and many more. Vision Travel is offering a $350 onboard value booklet for all new Celebrity Cruises booked during the next 7 days. Vision Travel, vacations crafted by professionals. 250-412-1888.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30 in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. A powerful earthquake has struck Nepal, killing at least 1,500 people across 4 countries. Reporter Hamish McDonald has more on the disaster.
It was felt across the region, in India as well, across much of Nepal, including on Mount Everest. Guides on the mountain are reporting that there's been an avalanche on the face of the world's highest mountain. Nepalese authorities have said that there are at least 30 people injured on the mountain, but at this point the casualties there remain unclear. A lot of concern, though, about this being climbing season and there being a lot of people on the edge of that mountain.
This is the worst quake to hit Nepal in at least 80 years. Prime Minister Stephen Harper says Canadian diplomats in Nepal are working with local authorities to account for the Canadians in that country. He says diplomats are also assessing Nepal's needs to determine if we can provide any assistance. Foreign Affairs says there are 388 known Canadians registered in Nepal, but that's only an estimate because registration is not mandatory. Now, there will be a lot of road closures tomorrow morning for the TC10K and the half marathon. The 10K will start and end at the legislature and will go through downtown Fairfield, along Dallas Road and through James Bay, getting going at 8 o'clock. Now, the half marathon begins at 9 o'clock at UVic campus, goes through Uplands, Oak Bay, onto Dallas Road and James Bay to end at the legislature. All the roads should be reopening as the final few runners pass by, and everything should be back to normal by early afternoon. Well, first responders help complete strangers on a daily basis, but the tough cases often take a mental toll. One responder is asking the government for help in coping with PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder, something she considers a workplace hazard. Paramedic Lisa Jennings has started a campaign aimed at implementing a disability legislation for PTSD after she suffered through it herself.
I want the government to write into law that first responders have a presumptive clause, that they are put into immediate financial benefits and early treatment.
But Jobs Minister Shirley Bond says there's already a system in place.
We have a process in place that allows employees to actually bring that concern once they're diagnosed through a WorkSafe process, and we think that's fair.
Jennings says while there is some support, it often doesn't come in time. CFAX weather is next.
Are you sure you want to know what this is all about?
Tonight.
I'm trying to figure out what these maniacs are after.
The Space Original Series returns for an all-new season.
I've learned from Dyad that secrets are power.
See why critics call Orphan Black an addictive thrill ride.
If she keeps coming, it's going down badly for everyone.
And Tatiana Maslany, the best actress on television.
Who is the original? Who created us? Who's killing us?
Orphan Black, all new episode tonight at 10 on Space. And catch up with past seasons on Crave TV.
CFAX weather, sun and cloud today, a high of 13. Clouds and wind tonight, a low down to 4. And getting cloudier tomorrow with a slight chance of showers, mostly for the evening and late afternoon, a high of 11. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 10 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman. Your next news at 2 o'clock. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX 1070. It's 1:34.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
Breaking news this morning. Two people are dead after a suspicious house fire on Cordova Bay Road.
Early indications from investigators point to the fire being suspicious in nature.
And for the first time in 7 years, the feds have presented a balanced budget.
This is about politics, not economics.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. I just wanted to remind you also about the Canucks game. It's going to be right here on CFAX 1070. Pre-game at 5, game at 6. Josh will be here manning the board all night until after midnight if we have lots to talk about. And, of course, we're going for that win because that was such an exciting game the other day. And go Canucks. Come on. We got this. Also, I wanted to say congratulations to CFAX 1070. They won for Best Newscast. They won the Byron McGregor Award from the RTDNA. That is my brother-in-law, Hudson Mack's brother, Gary Mack. He was news director at 21 at the big CKLW from Windsor, Ontario. It was a hit maker. Elton John, everybody in music in those days came out of that station. It was named after him. He died in 95, and it's an honor that CFAX won it again, and an honor that he's our brother-in-law, my brother-in-law. Joining me right now is Esther Kane. We're going to talk about, emotional eating, ways around that, about Fitness Pal, something I use all the time because it's really helpful. Esther is a regular guest here and a friend of the show, registered clinical counselor. How are you, Esther?
I'm good. Thanks, Patty.
Excellent, excellent. So You always have lots on the go. You've got all these great books. That's how I first found you. And you have this thriving practice. And you're writing for Fitness Pal. Now, that is a huge thing, Fitness Pal. How many people are part of that?
I don't know, but I think it's in the millions because I sold a lot of books within about 5 days. It was incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm one of their regular writers, and then I just got picked up by Beachbody.com, which makes the is it the PRX, you know, that DVD? Yeah, so I'm going to be writing for them as well.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic, because you're a great writer, and what you write about is from the heart. And, you know, I've got your two articles you sent me, or just some of the ones you've done, How to Break Free of Emotional Overeating and Six Ways to Stop Stress Eating. And it also comes from your own experience. It's not like something vague that you've dealt with clients. This is also from you.
Oh, absolutely, and something I continue to work on in myself all the time, and that's where my Fitness Pal came in. That's actually how I discovered it, is I've been on a healthy weight loss journey. I've lost about 22 pounds over the last 9 months, which is, you know, very slow and steady, but I did it using my Fitness Pal, and I just thought, oh, what an incredible app, and then I contacted them, and I said, this is what I do for a living, and anyways, that's how I started writing for them, and we built this great relationship, because as an eating disorders therapist, I'm of two minds when it comes to apps like this. For those of you who don't know, MyFitnessPal is an app that you can download, and you can basically put in what you're eating that day, and it calculates how many calories and your macronutrients. You can also track your exercise. It's a wonderful app, but as an eating disorder therapist, I'm a bit nervous about these kind of apps because taken to the extreme, they can exacerbate eating disorders and maybe even...
Right, and we were talking to Patricia Chewy, who's a nutritionist dietitian before in the other segment. So, you know, it can help people that are trying to stay on track because unless you've had kind of a weight issue, you don't really know that sometimes you need to sort of have an idea what you are eating because you're not aware of it till it's written down.
Yeah.
So for you, 22 pounds and writing it down, what are you eating? What have you changed? What has it shown you?
Well, I'm turning 44 next month. And
hey, this month. Oh, no, next month, because we have the same birthday. You know that?
Oh, my God. No way.
Yes.
That's why we get along.
I know. May 16th. Horace. Happy birthday.
Oh, that's great. Happy birthday to you. Yes, I'm turning 44, and I have just found that the 30s and the 40s, oh, my goodness, hormones and weight gain, all kinds of interesting things happen. And
you ain't seen nothing yet, Esther.
Oh, I know. And then menopause is going to be a tsunami, right? So basically, I just started to, I'm 5'1", and for me to be, I was 152 pounds, and for my height, and it just was really uncomfortable. And my doctor even said, you know, because it's all in the abdomen, and that's kind of dangerous health-wise. So anyways, I just tracked what I was eating, and what I realized is that I was trying to keep up with my husband, who is a fast metabolism guy, and he can eat basically three times as much as me, and I was keeping up with him. That was the main problem. So when I started tracking what I was eating and how much, I realized that I needed to eat less than him of major things, and the weight fell off. It was very straightforward.
I think that's so true because I eat like a 6'2" man, and you know it just comes all the time when you're in a partnership and you eat. It's like, oh, and you kind of can do that. So it is a good tool, and there's also the exercise component, not to mention articles like yours and recipes and kind of a full community that you can be part of.
Yeah, it's really neat. They have little exercise videos. I mean, the blog is amazing, and I was using it every day myself, and you know, doing the little workouts and stuff. It's a great app. And I guess the piece that I wanted to add to the conversation was just about the emotional aspects of overeating, because what happens, what I see in my practice all the time is that this cyclical diet mentality. You know, people, they go on the latest fad diet, and I'm actually writing.
Yeah, you're there.
Hi.
Hi.
So what happens is people go on the latest diet, and then they fall off the wagon, and then they gain all the weight back. So I was just trying to talk about the emotional aspect, because that's not usually talked about.
You bet. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk more about emotional eating, stress eating, and ways Esther can help you. Back in 2 minutes.
From the CFAX 1070 Community Cruiser, here's what's happening.
Saturday, May 9th and Sunday, May 10th, celebrate Mother's Day by touring 10 enchanting private gardens on the Victoria Conservatory of Music Garden Tour. And there'll be live music, too. And ensure the kids' help phone will always be there to listen when kids need to talk. Join the 5K Walk So Kids Can Talk, Sunday, May 3rd at Brayfoot Elementary.
Watch for our Kia Soul from Graham Kia on Government Street. CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Kate in Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. Creatively United for the Planet Earth Week Festival is at the English Inn, and it's where you want to be today. I'm here right now. The sun is coming out, and it is such a magical setting at this garden party. There's live music, entertainment, films, displays, food, tea, yoga, children's activities, art, massages, and so much more. I could keep going, but I don't want to lose my breath. Today, you could come anywhere between now and 9 p.m., rain or shine. See you here. And today you can help a family by going to a fundraising garage sale at 750 Front Street. All proceeds will go directly to... This Tuesday is Color Your Palette at the University Club. You can feel like you're in a live cooking show by watching 12 local chefs compete against each other. More events at cfax1070.com. That is Senior Community Connections, brought to you by Fairway Market. Local and proud of it for over 50 years of serving Victoria families.
Your pet doesn't speak English, but you understand.
Hungry again?
Okay, let's cuddle.
I'll get the Frisbee.
Pets West understands too. Trivia time. We polled the city's pets. Did you know that 95% of all Victoria pets polled prefer to shop at Pets West for the best prices and services available? As for the other 5%, well, it turns out this was made up of cats that were too busy sleeping. But still, 95% is pretty good. Pets West, committed to your pet and the community since 1989.
Health and wellness begins with organically grown foods. Natural Factors Whole Earth and Sea Health products are a whole food supplement providing optimal nutrition derived from organic foods handpicked in the Okanagan. Real nutrition from real foods. Ask for your $2 coupon when you purchase selected Whole Earth and Sea products at the Vitamin Shop, where the price is always right and the service is excellent. Call 250-386-1212 and ask about their free delivery service. The Vitamin Shop, 1212 Broad Street and CanadianVitaminShop.com.
Giving you the power to be smarter than your smartphone. Tech Talk with Alan Perry. Saturday mornings at 10 on CFAX 1070.
We are back with Esther Kane, registered clinical counselor. Esther, if people want to get a hold of you, I know you help people everywhere by phone, in your office. How do they do that?
My website is estherkane.com, and or they can phone me 250-338-1800.
And if you ever want to know more about my guests, if you have questions for them, please let me know, because Esther, any of my guests will answer those from month to month. And you can contact me, lifestylepattymack.com. Now, we're talking about MyFitnessPal, which is the website you are one of the ones you're going to be you are writing for. How to break free of emotional overeating. And, you know, this is a big one because we've, most of us have been there one way or the other, sad eating. I mean, you've talked about being aware of what you're eating, but there's basically three emotional states, sadness, anxiety, and anger. Tell us about that.
Well, I just want to preface by saying some of the comments that we got back on MyFitnessPal about the article, which are very relevant, was people were saying, why didn't you add happy emotions? And positive emotions as well. So that was a very good point. There, you can also eat when you're happy, you know, and overjoyed and ecstatic. So I just wanted to say that.
It goes every range of your moods, basically,
absolutely.
From the low
sad,
to the high.
Sad, glad, mad. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, sad. These are the ones that I sort of find as a therapist come up the most, sad eating, anxious eating, and angry eating. Mm-hmm. So do you want me to talk about sad eating?
Yeah, let's talk about the sad eating to start with, because you know, I'm sure a lot of people right now are listening, and this may help them a lot, right? Because they may be doing that right now.
If any of you ever saw that old Friends episode, Jennifer Aniston goes through a heartbreak, and she goes to the freezer, and she finds low-fat
ice cream and it just won't do. She says, get me the high fat. And, you know, because sad eating, that's one of the best sort of popular examples I can
Absolutely. I used to get the big, you know, premium ice cream and throw on some chocolate sauce and go for it.
Drown out your sorrows with ice cream. Very, very common. We eat when we're sad sometimes to drown out our sorrow, but unfortunately it tends to backfire because not only are we stuck with the original sadness, that doesn't make it go away, but then we've eaten a tub of ice cream and then we really mad at ourselves. So some healthy alternatives to eating a tub of ice cream or whatever it is that you go for, and this is based on research, this is what seems to work for people, is talking it out. So talking to a friend, it's usually there's an upsetting incident that has caused you to feel sad, and it's always good to talk to someone who's not going to judge you and will just listen.
Or talk to you.
Talk to me,
right?
Yes.
If you don't have someone that you're comfortable with.
Absolutely.
You know, I think we spend money on spas and everything else, but sometimes we need to invest in ourselves and say, I just need someone to listen.
Oh, yeah. Therapy, to me, is the biggest investment.
Absolutely.
We can make in ourselves. Yeah.
Exercise. I know you believe in this. I mean, even getting out for a walk, right?
Oh, anything. It can be 10 to 30 minutes. It doesn't have to be anything intense. Go for a walk. Just move your body and get the serotonin pumping. That's going to make you feel more positive. And it also helps you to kind of work things through in your mind. So work through the emotions to actually, you know, move the body. It's all synergistic. It works body, mind, spirit, all work
totally,
together.
Totally, because you can get trapped in negative thinking if you stay inside. Sometimes you need to get outside and just rant, talk out loud.
Exactly.
And that brings it to boohoo. My mom used to say, go have a good cry.
Good cry. Boohoo,
you know?
It out. Yep. Pity party for one, I call it.
And look how sad your face looks.
Yeah. Pity party for one is wonderful. You know, having a hot bath. Billie Holiday always works for me.
Aww.
You know, putting on some pathetic, sad music.
Yeah, exactly. And go
just
for it.
Feel sorry for yourself.
Totally.
Yeah,
sad
go
me.
For it.
And then there's anxious eating.
Yes. Yeah. Anxious eating is self-medication. So a lot of people do this when we're really, and not just anxious, I'm talking about basic stress as well. When we're really, really stressed out, we usually go for the carbs. That's where the carb fix, you know, comes in. Because research shows that they actually boost serotonin levels, carbs, in the brain, and that makes you feel calm. But what happens is that when you, after it there's a cycle that happens, and then you feel all crappy all over again, so then you need more. You know, it just kind of doesn't work.
And it really does. Then you feel tired and lethargic, and then you feel crummy again.
And then you kind of go into the depression kind of mode.
Yeah, totally. So, and I know you have healthy alternatives, and this is one that sometimes I forget to do, which is, you know, I'll stay up watching shows late as a nap, or just go to bed.
Go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Janine Roth talks about that. You know, she's wonderful. Women, Food, and God. She's written all these wonderful books on women and overeating. And she always says, you know, when you're just having one of those days, just call it a day early. Go to bed.
Tomorrow's a new day.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes you just have to say, this day is over and I'm done. This was whatever it was. I need to just go to bed.
And recharge. And then do something relaxing and calming.
Relaxing and calming, and everybody's got a different way of relaxing. But, you know, what is relaxing and calming to you? So for a lot of people, yoga, meditation, tai chi, just going for a slow walk. You know, it doesn't have to be like serious exercise, but sometimes it's knitting or reading.
Whatever that may be. And, you know, it's interesting. I've been trying some meditation. I have, the people from Chopra Center on and talking about breathing. And, you know, sometimes you can listen to God or whatever that may be for you, and it's calming, right? Or whether it's praying, something to just center you.
Yeah. My mother is so funny because there's a lot of stress in my family right now, and she was just panicking, and we were talking on the phone, and then she said, excuse me, I have to breathe, and she just went, so it was so funny. And
such
I just
flair,
said,
huh?
Well, we did it together, and I said, okay, I'm going to breathe too, because we're just so wound up, you know, and it's breathing. It's so basic, but that's what we forget. The first thing we forget to do, breathe.
I think you're so right. You know, you get that tenseness, and when you can breathe through any craving, anything, right? We got to take a break right now. When we come back, we're talking about angry eating. Back in 2 minutes.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries. Can I get you?
Double latte, extra hot with whipped cream, please.
You know, the $4 you're paying for this could get you every single episode of The Sopranos.
Excuse me?
Plus Nurse Jackie, Arrow, every Star Trek ever, and hundreds more.
$4?
Yeah.
How?
Crave TV. All you can watch for $4 a month with your TV subscription.
Great, but I'm still having the coffee.
Latte.
Latte.
No, latte.
Latte.
Tip jar.
Crave TV. For details, visit cravetv.ca.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Losing sleep and feeling overwhelming anxiety? Release the burden in just one session. You're invited to Live Debt-Free, a free counseling session courtesy of Abacan & Associates, debt restructurers, and trustees. Learn 7 ways to shed your debt and get the life you've always wanted. Space is limited, so call today, 995-3122, or at abacan.com. That's abacan.com. Abacan & Associates will show you there's life after debt.
For less than the cost of an apple a day, Thompson Roof Treatment can keep the roof of an average house free of moss for its remaining life. Make a healthy choice for your roof with Thompson's exclusive Lifetime Moss Control Program. A proactive approach with early treatment will maximize the life of your roof, resulting in lower maintenance costs. Call Thompson Roof Treatment and ask about their Lifetime Moss Control Program. Protect your roof and its warranty with Thompson Roof Treatment. 385-3124. 385-3124.
Hi, it's Tom. What was your address again? Huh, that's where I am. I thought I was at the wrong place. No, I'm on your roof, and it's in good shape. You're at least 5 years from needing it replaced. You're very welcome.
Sometimes you don't need a new roof. And if that's the deal, Ariel Roofing will tell you.
I'm Tom Williams, owner of Ariel Roofing. We're honest about roofing. For a free estimate, get in touch at arielroofing.ca.
Your lifestyle, and every Saturday from 1 to 2 right here on CFAX 1070. Esther Kane is on the phone, registered clinical counselor, and we're talking about emotional eating, overeating, and ways to break free of that. Let's talk about angry eating now and some ways we can eat healthier.
Yep. I just wanted to say for listeners that all of this is in my book. It's called It's Not About the Food, A Woman's Guide to Making Peace with Food in Our Bodies. So you can find that on my website as well. And then there's a lot of exercises that go along with all of these. So angry eating is basically when we eat instead of focusing on what is eating us. Mm. So we stuff our anger down with food to cope, but it doesn't get rid of the anger. It buries it, and then if we don't deal with it, it keeps popping up until we do, just like all the other emotions.
Right.
And so a healthy way to get an angry eating, I usually find there's a correlation with crunchy foods and with women with angry eating. They usually go for crunch. So if you find yourself going for crunchy foods, you might be angry. If you're not physically hungry and you need that bag of potato chips, you might be in that mode. So one way to get out of the angry eating trap is to delay eating. And if you can even do 10 minutes, that will do. And instead, like we were saying before, sit down, take a deep breath, and tune into what you're really feeling and what you need to do to let go of your anger. And there's usually something that a precipitating event that will have happened that will lead you to the clues. So you ask yourself, what happened today that may have made me angry? And what did that event stir up? Why did it stir up angry feelings? I find with most women, this is usually boundary issues. So usually someone crossed one of our boundaries and that made us angry.
Or we haven't made our boundaries clear.
Exactly.
Right?
That
And what would be a good, you know, say you've waited the 10 minutes, you've had the breathing, you've thought about it. If you're going to, you know, have a crunchy thing, do you ever give, you know, options for people? Like, what would be a good snack that maybe, you know, some vegetables, what kind of thing to eat to emotionally eat and not feel bad when you're done?
Yeah, crunchy things. So carrots and celery, those types of things.
So they work out the anger in your
Or an apple.
Or an apple. Good one. Okay. Yeah. And then the other article, too, is 6 Ways to Stop Stress Eating. And you have an acronym. EWIA. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I made that up. They didn't want me to call it mindful eating, so I made up this ridiculous acronym, Eating with Increased Awareness. I wanted to talk about mindful eating, but they said that scared people off. So I don't know why mindful eating would scare people off. But basically, it's all about when we increase our awareness and become mindful of what we're eating, why we're eating, when we're eating, if we're physically hungry or not, if it's an emotional reason, we're much less likely to overeat. So basically, there's some roadblocks, and in my book I go through five of them, but in this article I just talked about two. But the number one roadblock that I see with clients is distracted eating. Who of us doesn't multitask on a daily basis? Yeah. We're always trying to do a million things at once. And unfortunately, we often do that while we're eating. And research has shown, this is fascinating, that I don't know if you know this, but that if you are eating while doing another activity, like texting or driving or reading a book or even watching TV, your body doesn't actually register that you have eaten.
Really?
Yeah, your brain doesn't register it. So that, it sets you up to eat way more than your body needs.
Well, I kind of get that, because sometimes I'll have this great meal and then I'll rush through it and I want to redo. It's like, oh man, I'm the last bite and I didn't,
yeah,
I wasn't aware of all the goodness.
You're,
you know,
not being present with your food.
Right.
So when I suggest this, I mean, people's faces, I've done lots of group work and workshops, and people, there's a collective gasp when I say, don't do anything else but eat when it's mealtime. And people say, I can't do that. I don't have time. They come up with all these excuses. And really, it's a priority thing. I mean, if you really, really want to watch your weight and have a healthy relationship with food, you got to start doing that.
That's a really, absolutely. That was the norm, right? To
yes,
sit down and have your
table.
Dinner. And now we have to have all kinds of noise and stuff around us.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need to shut it all off and just be with ourselves, because that's what we're trying to run away from, right? So,
yeah.
And what about eating without enjoyment?
Eating without enjoyment, that's another one that a lot of people do. So one survey showed that North Americans are eating more but enjoying it much less. And so a lot of people, and this is where I think with orthorexia, which is a topic I talk a lot about, which is the obsession with healthy eating, we often eat things we don't enjoy because in the name of health, right?
Mm.
So wheatgrass, there's my number one. Blech. Like I think of wheatgrass, I actually get nauseous. My stomach right now is flipping inside my belly.
No.
Yeah, I just, the thought of wheatgrass, no offense to people who like wheatgrass, but if you like it, I can't imagine anyone liking it, but anyway. Enjoy. But, we it's really important to eat things that you enjoy. I mean, you have to eat healthy food as well. But eating things that we enjoy is much more likely to set us up for success. You know, if you actually enjoy what you're eating and you make vegetables taste good, hint, butter.
Absolutely true.
The French knew what they were doing. I mean, I went to a French restaurant recently in Vancouver, and I had green beans, which are not usually my favorite vegetable, but they were slathered in butter, and I was
totally.
Like, oh, my
and
God.
And Esther's mom is a food critic from, you know, the Globe Mail and also the Star, and so she knows her stuff. So
yeah.
If people want to get a hold of you one more time, how do they do that, Esther?
Yeah, it's estherkane.com, E-S-T-H-E-R-K-A-N-E, or 250-338-1800.
And if you want to know more about my guests or have ideas for the show for radio and real estate, look me up, lifestylepattymack.com. So, Esther, the bottom line is to enjoy your food. Don't stress. Try and take the time to eat properly. You can look up Esther's site for the books. They're always great information. Lovely having you on the show. Happy birthday on May 16th.
Yeah,
my Taurus friend. No wonder. Yeah. Now I get it.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that. Great.
Okay, great talking to you. We'll see you soon, Esther.
Okay.
Thank you, Josh.
Care.
Until we meet again, get out there and watch the Canucks.